Blog Talk Radio.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, dear nigga down here,
brothers and packs down, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why. Watching our own downfall, witness the end. It's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast. It's just another murder, nobody mourns no more. My teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a strength from drug dealers gone crazy? Baby, it's just the drugs, business of how the block was. Crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror, we can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Take off my eyes, cause all I see is terror. I hate the man in the mirror, cause his reflection makes the pain turn realer. Times of Armageddon, murdering mass amounts. In a society, we're only getting the gas count. I started out as a beginner, into the criminal lifestyle, became a sinner. I make my money and vacate, evade prison. Went from the chosen one, the outcast, unforgiven. And all the Hennessy and weed can't hide. The pain I feel inside, you know, it's like I'm living just to die. I fall on my knees and beg for mercy, not knowing if I'm worthy. Living life thinking no man can hurt me. So I'm asking before I lay me down to sleep. Before you judge me, look at all the shit you did to me. My misery, I rose up from the slums, made it out the flames in my search for fame. Will I change in the mask? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in?
Faith in Allah, believe in me and this plastic. Cause so far I done witnessed too many dead niggas in caskets with their chest plate stretched like elastic. And what's worse, I'm on front line, holding down camp, still mashing her and my cousin. One of the old heads from the block just came home October of 95, back in Yardsville, stuck with a 3-5 if he don't act up. Now he realized if you don't stay wise, then in this game you fuck. Talk to my baby girl, give me the word on what she heard. One of the grimies, a snitching diamond, a stew pigeon. I talked to him, he said he didn't. My man said he did. In fact, he's sure, cause he just came home off a bed.
Now tell me, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in? Is it Buddha, Jehovah, or Jah?
Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in?
Or is it just yourself? Definitely not to be imposed, being a demon. Because this is the joy of believing men, to believe in yourself. But for sure, the higher power resides only to ride in the heart of the truth. From the soul of the man, for truth never has an alibi. In the poetry or in its realm, that's what pulls all words together. Just to understand that every man is his own man, and only man can satisfy the man. Only the soul of the man, the feelings of the man, the fulfillments of the man. You can't shake the man when you feel the man. You know the man, and you gotta call yourself because you are that man.
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? Put my faith in God.
The mask and the grieving. Who do you
believing? Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Yes, open it up, Mafia Radio with Tupac, asking who do you believe in? It's another Sunday afternoon, and we're doing it like we always do at this time, getting it cracking by putting our faith in action. Got my big homie Cocaine on the line. What it do, sir?
What it do, fam? Peace and blessings to you, Justified, and everybody that's tuning in to Mafia Radio. It's always a blessing. We come together like a gathering. Where we don't have no resistance when it comes to God. So praise God today. It's another day, any day you get up and see the sunshine, hey, it's a miracle. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you sneeze, it's a miracle. You dig? So, you know, we got to be grateful for the little things that we have, and then God will prepare us for the major things. So praise God today on Mafia Radio.
Amen to that, and let the people say, man, been a long week, you know what I'm saying, productive week, you know what I'm saying, God has shown himself, you know, every day in my life, and just blessed to be here on another Mafia show, man, and be able to talk about it and, you know, to give him the highest praise on this platform, Mafia Radio, every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. You dig?
Oh, man, it's mandatory. Sometimes it gets hard. You know, it'd be times where, you know, you feel like, hey, I'm ready to give up, but you can't give up. You know, you pray for the endurance level that God will have you persevere and you stay persistent. It's not an overnight process, but you can look at other people and know that you're not in this by yourself. As you have a process on your life, you know, you have to fight. You have to fight for love. You have to fight the good fight of faith. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going to make you stand tall. And when you ask God to use you, you know, everybody on this planet got a purpose. You know, the battle might be gone, but the war is already won. There's somebody that sacrificed their life for us all. So that way we can get on our knees, get our knees bleeding, repent, and stop stressing so much, because stress don't come from God. It comes from Satan. And, you know, we rebuke all these things, from witchcraft to fiery darts that, Shaitan throw our way. We're more powerful because it really is the greater is he that is in you and me than he that is in the world. And that's what it's about. You know, we have to go out and take the message of the prophets, the Lord Yeshua, you know, and do the will of the Father. We have to imitate that and not over-exaggerate it or be too less, but, you know, just ask God to use you. And I just thank God that he's using, you know, my team and people out there to really make a difference inside the communities, because that's what Jesus Christ was about. He ruffled some political feathers out there. It wasn't so much that, you know, they were listening to the rabbis and different things and blasphemy, more so than he ruffled their political feathers. It's like somebody knocking on the White House saying, you got to do this. And see, we talk about the benevolent side of the Lord Jesus, but we also got to talk about the radical side. And we need that radicalism right about now, and get out your comfort zone, out the churches, and start going to the streets, because that's where it's happening. It's happening in the streets. For all the way from L.A., Detroit, Bay Area, Chicago, wherever you name that's a suppressed environment called ghettos, that's where we need to be. You know what I'm saying? Because it's accountability at the same time. And reading upon, you know, even the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ, he went out in the field. He went out in the field. He wasn't just kicking it in the synagogues all day. You know what I'm saying? He was out there putting paint where it ain't. And that's where it counts. If you ask God to use you, the biggest blessing in the world is just not being blessed. Me and Justified just chopped this up the other day. We pray that we can be a blessing, not just being blessed. So the being a blessing is a part of whatever you have inside of your spirit. It's meaningful. It does mean something. Because remember, even if it's small steps, it still equals up to gigantic leaps eventually. And that's why we're encouraged to go ahead and balance some of this stuff out in our music, is because we want a substance. You know, life ain't all about peaches and cream, of course. But see, that's why it was a savior set in position for our imperfections, because we're always imperfect. But Allah, God, whatever you call him, the one God, through the Lord Yahshua, he came to do the will of the Father, you know, the Father. And I just praise God that he's waking up a whole nation, waking up the globe of soldiers, female and male, that's going to go ahead and get out just the pulpit in the areas of the comfort zone and take it from the church into the streets 5-7 days a week. And that's what we need. We need now the radical part of how the Lord Yahshua walked when he flipped over tables and said, "You turning my father's house into a den of thieves." You know, we can't be, excuse my language, Lord, sissies about the spirit. We cannot be, "Oh, everything is okay." No, everything is okay because, you know, you wake up. But then why do you wake up? You wake up to make a difference in somebody else's life. I don't care if it's go ahead and you got your grandma who can barely move. Go to her house and bust some suds. You're making some difference. Or I don't even care if you got to talk to one of your little homeboys. Man, go ahead to the hood and just tell the homies, "Hey, pump your brakes. This is another way." Whatever it is that comes to your mind as part of change, that's what the Spirit convicts us on, is to go ahead and be a part of the solution instead of part of the problem, you know, jiving with the Spirit. And we don't want to do that. We ask God to use us in a way, even our bad faults, to use us in a way to where we can turn it around for positivity, because at the same time, sometimes God needs soldiers to be examples to go ahead in the communities that talk the language, that have been through the same thing they've been through, because how you gonna talk the talk if you ain't never walked the walk? So that's what it is today. Call in, give your testimony. Tell the world how we can walk the walk in some of the testimonies that you have. And I guarantee you, on the other end, whether you don't want to talk or whether you're listening, hey, somebody needs that inspiration, because, hey, we can be 2 seconds on doing some dumb shit. Excuse my language, Lord. So we want to be doers of the word, not just participators in the crowd. We actually want to be on stage. And you have that opportunity to be on stage because God put you on there. If you're hearing this message, that means God just wants you to move from what you think you can't do to what you can do. Because if God woke you up, you can do all things through the Lord, plain and simple.
Amen to that. Let them know. To all our people that are listening online, we want to salute you. And if you want to join this conversation and, you know, join your faith with ours, hit us up, 646-200-4945. Right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to keep it radical, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into a little bit of music. This is DMX with Lord, We Thank You.
It's such a beautiful song. Such a beautiful song. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Not for the rain.
Lord, we thank you
for man, it's crazy. You feel like everybody around you pointing their finger judging. Never give you a chance to show who you are.
You don't know what I've been through.
You don't know what I've been through.
You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know.
It all started in my mama womb. When she was sad, I was feeling a little emotional. Felt her pain when she was going through her tribulations. Had me tossing and turning during her conversations. My memories give me memories of starvation. At the time, nobody cared, mama had children. No handouts, no big papa. At the time, no heat, lights, or water. Mama had to do what mama had to do. Till she lost all her kids in the system. Now we growing up, separated, torn apart. Feeling like Billy Ray Cyrus, achy, breaky heart. It started getting worse, didn't make sense. Like we had a curse, or it wasn't meant for us to be a family. Like the Huxtables, sitting at the round table, eating vegetables.
You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know.
Mama get shot, daddy took from his own son to get high. This a true story, let me take you through my life. I came a long way, thank God I survived. Started getting older, sins on my shoulders. Started feeling like Tupac seeing death around the corner. Raised around them all heads, all I know is thug life. Hanging with them boys up in Compton, they do or die. Only choice I had was hustling, trying to get by. Running from the police, losing friends, homicide. All I see is mama cry, living in the ghetto. Niggas die before they 25. The government got you feeling like you're struggling. Still don't feel no leverage even with a black president. I guess the only way out is keep faith, pray for the breakthrough, and hope for them better days.
Ah. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the outside looking in. You don't know. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I'm going through. You're on the looking in, you don't know.
You really don't know. You're just on the outside looking in. Stop being so judgmental. Look at yourself before you try to tell somebody else about themselves. You know what I'm talking about? Aye. This song is dedicated to the memory of Wynonna Dutch, my beautiful mother, gone too soon from cancer. You know what I mean? Aye. You really don't know. Ah. It's also dedicated to my brother Pop Gates, Calvin Brown. Laid to rest from his fatal death. May God bless us all, you know what I mean, on our journey to success. May also bless us with health and strength. Long life and jeopardy, you know what I'm saying? Though we go through our ups and downs, we gotta be strong and keep the faith, you know what I mean? You really don't know. Hey, Marquay Mitchell, I need you to take this to the next biggest person, so they can take this to the next biggest person, so I can be the next biggest person, you know what I mean? All I want to say, man, is no matter what you're going through, always believe in something or fall for nothing. Real talk, dog. You really don't know. BMG, Bugatti Music Group, it's your boy, G-Flame Bugatti.
Keeping it real radical here on the Men of Faith and Action radio show, showing how God can take any talent in this raw street spit that we do so well over here on the West Coast and, you know, put out that good music, you know, glorifying God and the struggle that we're in. Cocaine, you know the homie G-Flame Bugatti out there.
Oh, my God. That one, hey, salute to the homie. And see, that's what I'm talking about. Whoever told you can't keep a gangster and push the line for God is a fool. You know what I'm saying? That's right there. That's that grown man talk. You know, and I appreciate that type of record, you know, sharing with the world. And that's what it's about. You can still have fun if you turn up whatever, but then have some type of balance about yourself. And that particular record like that, I'm blessed. You know, it incorporates that balance. Like, hey, we in the paint with you. But the difference is that no matter if we in the paint, no matter if you thugging, no matter if you coming out of wherever you coming from, you can still incorporate God into everything. You ain't got to wait to be goody two-shoes to say God has blessed me with grace. Nah, that's Satan, the way he wants you to think. God know we ain't perfect, never will be. But at the same time, if we knew better, we do better. Super simple. And it's like if you know better now, it's 2014 about to be 2015. You don't want to step into the new year without God. I don't care in some type of fashion or form. Go ahead and gravitate to him right now. Because there's things that's going on that, you know, not only just it's you, it could be your family. And you don't want no assault on your family just because you don't want to get no act right and chip shape up right and do the right things with God. It's not an overnight process. But the thing is, God, look at your heart if you show the effort. And that's what we do. We want to continue to show the effort. Outside of Mafia Radio, this is what we do every single day. Hey, we bag, tell jokes and all this stuff. But then it's a fine line between the love and hate. And you know what I'm saying? The love part is the God part. The hate part is the hate where our brothers and sisters is right now. You know, where we was. And that's our obligation. If God do something for you, you have a responsibility to go back and get your peoples and let them know what God did in your life. You know, plain and simple, brother. And that song right there, it said, oh, you don't know what I've been through. You see us moving, how we moving. All of a sudden, doors opening up everywhere. As an independent, I don't even know how I'm doing it. It's the grace of God. You know what I mean? But he allowed me to take that little puzzle piece of influence, spread it out, because that's what we are. We are to make disciples. You know what I'm saying? Spread it out. We are to encourage our own just as well as anybody. And that's what it's about. And I'm happy. I'm happy, more so happy than I ever been in my life, because God is right there controlling the whole battleship. Yes, that's right, battleship. I'm prepared for war. And that's what God wants us to prepare for, not with our fists, but with our minds, with our spirit. Fight the good fight of faith is the best fight you can ever fight. You did, because you don't know.
I was just, you know, we always, like you said, we don't have no scripts here. And, you know, while I'm listening to the show, I always, you know, listen to you. And, you know, I'm, you know, scanning through the music and, you know, really letting, the spirit lead that, you know, transition from our conversation into music and whatever else that we do. But when you were saying about you don't want to go into the new year, you know, without God.
Mm-mm.
And really that is part of the clip. You know, I've been going through the T.D. Jakes just really, you know, motivates me. So I have another excerpt from a T.D. Jakes sermon, and I mean, he's saying exactly what you just said. So in my spirit, I'm led to, you know, go on and get into that segment of the show. If you're listening online and you want to join this conversation, go ahead and dial 646-200-4945. We're about to go into this word from the one, the only, T.D. Jakes, sermon entitled Free Your Mind. Peep this.
That's up right there.
You have to fix the mind before you can bestow the blessing, because until they get their mind right, everything you invest in them is going to leak out of the crevices of a mind that refuses to change. Look at your neighbor and ask him, do you have a mind to change? Wait for an answer. If they said no, drag them to the altar. Tell them they got till midnight to get that fix. They've got till midnight to dump out all jealousy, all pettiness, all unforgiveness, all strife, all malice, all confusion, all blaming other people for your mistake. You got till midnight to get rid of every poison that's hindering you, every inflexibility that's stopping you from what God is about to pour into your life. Woe be unto you if you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now. You better step into this moment. Lay your hands on your head and say, give me a new mind. Give me a new mind means give me a new perspective. Give me a new perspective. Give me a new way of looking at my situation. give me a new way of looking at my circumstances. Get my mind ready for this year, because when I get this year, there's going to be blessings, there's going to be miracles, there's going to be opportunities. Oh yes, it's going to be some struggles, it's going to be some challenges, it's going to be some tests, but even the struggles are an opportunity for me to show off the victory if my mind can handle the change. Do you have the mindset to be blessed? You have to decide to be blessed. You have to decide. You know what? This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. I will rejoice. I, as an act of my will, I've decided I'm going to rejoice. I made up my mind. I'm going to be happy. I made up my mind. I'm going to enjoy. I'm as healthy as I'm going to be. I'm as young as I'm ever going to be. I can't get any younger. I can't roll the clock back. What I got left, I'm going to maximize this. I will rejoice. See, that's getting on somebody's nerves right now, because that old mind can't rejoice. No, not me. I can't rejoice. I'm still angry. I'm not going to rejoice till they apologize. I'm not going to rejoice until he leaves that other woman. I'm not going to rejoice until my children appreciate me. You are wasting time. You have to let the past go and step over into the future and say, I will rejoice. Touch three people and tell them there's some things I'm not taking with me in the new year. Everything that's inflexible and everything that's not ready and everything that's backwards and everything that's negative and everything that's condescending and everything that's carnal and everything that's holding me back, I refuse to take it over into another year and waste another new year with an old mind, the devil in the lie. Am I preaching right tonight? Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then he says, and be not conformed, or in other words, to this world. Don't shape yourself around the comings and goings of this world. Don't shape your opinions and your attitudes about around circumstances that you cannot change. Don't build your identity around worldliness. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. The word transform comes from the Greek word metamorpho, where we get metamorphosis. He said you can go through a metamorphosis, a complete transformation, not because it's January 1, but by the renewing. Whew. If you knew what I dropped on you just there, you'd just be shouting right now. Dorothy, I want to tell you, you could have been home a long time ago. As soon as you decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road and click the heels of your mind and set your affections on things that are above, you could have been free years ago. The most powerful tool that you have right now in your life, in your body, is your mind. And your mind is so strong and so powerful that the Bible said, it is with the mind that we serve the Lord. Say that with me. It is with the mind that we serve the Lord. That's why the enemy fights you in your mind. He fights you in your mind. For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The devil doesn't have to tie you up for you to be bound. He just has to tie up your head with stress, with worry, with aggravation, with low self-esteem, with pettiness, with anger, with hostility, with rebellion. And he can make you physically sick because your mind is sick. But somebody in here tonight is about to get a miracle in your head. Look at your neighbor and say, you don't have to get out of trouble. Tell him, you don't have to get out of trouble before midnight. You just have to get your mind out of trouble. If you can get your mind out, you can get your money out. You can get your family out. You can get your job out. You can get your career out. You can get your health out. You can get your prosperity out. If you can get your mind out, no devil in hell, no weapon formed against you, no enemy that hates you, no witch that hexes you can stop you from being free. If you can get your mind out, grab yourself by the head and say, we're coming out of this. Slap somebody and say, I'm coming out head first. Yeah, I'm coming out head first. I'm going to get my head out. I'm going to get my thinking out. I'm going to get my mentality out. I'm coming out head first. And when my head comes, everything that's connected to the head is going to have to come out too. I'm getting my head. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Not by the clock striking 12, but by the renewing of your mind. I'm going to tell you why watch night is going to have meaning to you. Not because it's midnight, but because some of you have gone through so much hell last year that the trouble you went through forced you that you know you can't go into the future thinking like you were thinking and feeling like you were feeling. You are forced to the point that you have got to get your head out first and everything else is going to follow. Who am I talking to tonight? Slap somebody and tell them I'm coming out head first.
Hey, Coker, I'm coming out head first. I'm coming out head first.
Hey, and see, that's what God does. Yeah, I didn't even hear that sermon. It was right online, fam. It's glory to God. It's like he give us undeserved favor. We don't see God to give you some revelation, and then that when you get close to the Spirit and you're really there, that you have a conversation with him, God will come in and give you some undeserved supernatural confirmation. Like you'll be saying something, and then it's not coincidence you speak up a situation or you talking about the same thing in half a fraction of a second is produced. It's like you got to know God is just, woo, when you try to look at it for what it is in the physical and the way, the old way you used to think, you can't. And see, I can really be a witness to that. You can be a witness to that. We all can. What Brother TDJ said was right on the money. It's like no matter what, the reason why I'm changing and changing even more is all my contribution is to God. I'm like, I ain't supposed to be here. I'm supposed to be in somewhere gone and this and that. And you know, everybody got their own personal story. But see, he renews our mind. He takes us back to that innocence when it was all so simple when we came out the womb. We didn't know racism. We didn't know this. We didn't know ignorance. We didn't know this. You know, and see, that's what God does. He wants to adopt us again into his family, like, hey, by submitting, because we don't deserve it. But at the same time, as grace, it renews our mind. You want it. You compelled about doing better for the Lord. It's the same thing with anybody out there. One thing that's holding this back is fear. Y'all, we can fear these bullets. We can fear this. We don't fear these bullets. We don't fear riding on the enemy. But how come we fear God wanting us to change our mentality around? That's how you know the devil is cold. But guess what? The brother said it best. He is a liar. He's so cold with his lies, he'll actually have you believe in the lie. Oh, glory to God. But see, God is good. It's that unpredictability that he brings his soldiers that at a time to where, you know, the devil didn't expect that. But see, God knows the end and the beginning. And that's where we at with it. I feel good every single day I get up. And yeah, I go through my bad days, of course. But at the same time, I feel good that I can get on my knees and pray to a Lord that intercedes on all my behalf, not a little bit, all of it. That means he wiped away the mold balls and dust out of my mentality, the way I think. And the more I think positive, the more I think I'm a leader, is the more that God put it in my head to be a bigger helper. Yeah. I pray, God, that over our brothers that are strong leaderships, that God is waking up women and men, you know what I'm saying, that's waking up some things. But at the same time, when God makes you a leader, he puts more of a steward and puts you in a position to help and be a blessing. And that's what I pray for, because we're everybody that's listening to this conversation, you're leaders. Whoever told you you can't do that, stop telling yourself that lie. And at the same time I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me too. That's how the Holy Spirit is. You know what I mean? So I praise God that you played that, because we need confirmation. Sometimes we pray and pray and pray and just don't seem like God is there. I'm being real. But he comes in the nick of time and grab you like he did Peter so you don't drown. And it's like we the same thing that God pulls miracles on us and different things like that, and we can see it. The only thing that prayer does is allows you to stay in it. You know, because when you stray away, that's when the wolves come out to play. So it's like, you know, us doing this Mafia Radio, staying encouraged about the Spirit, we ain't got to know it all. You know what I'm saying? Because the Spirit know it all. All we got to do is just take steps every single day. You know, and it's the encouragement of what we do to inspire each other, because we got a problem with wanting to inspire each other. We be on some Captain Caveman slave mentality bullshit. Excuse my language, Lord. And it's like, but we still got to be resilient, because if you look at some of our ancestors, they had to be resilient. Even the things that are going on in Detroit, Chicago, and all these places, we still got to be resilient. You know why? Because we're chosen. We're God's children. So I just thank God that he used my decrepit, dusty, used to think foul mentality and changed me around. Now, look, here's a person that came from here being on one and this and that and the music industry and all these old fake-ass things that are attached to the Illuminati and all that bull. I thank God he stopped them doors. Because now I step out on my own. But when I step out on my own, I step with God. It doesn't mean that I'm still the same person, but ain't nothing changed but the weather. I choose to think inside my mind every single day that even the things that are not at my access, I pray to the Lord that, hey, don't give me the access for me, Lord. Give it to so I can give it to my people. And that's what it's about. It don't matter if you're retarded, if you dribble on the side of your lips. It does not matter. Remember, Moses had a speech impediment. He could not do. He said, you sure as me. But the Lord, the story of the Lord, he came, he said, hey, man, it's not about your speech impediment. It's not about, you know, your so-called retardedness or whatever. It's about I'm going to use that and this because that's the meaning of glory. So, you know, without talking so much, brother, you know how the Spirit moves. It's not scripted. It's just something.
Hey, well, you know what I'm about to do, Coco, when you said that, man. You know, you've come a very long way, and, you know, we've discussed these things, and, you know, you've been making, you know, music. Music is very therapeutic for artists, and I'm sure you'll agree to that. So even when we're not planning on putting albums out and we're not really focused on the business aspect of music, that's something that we go to, you know, to get some things out. You know what I mean? That's how we battle demons. When they attacking us internally, we speak out, you know, our stuff against them, you know, like I said. But, you got some hot singles that's out, you know, right now that's moving around, man, and you just dropped that Chicago joint. Definitely something that's very relevant, something that definitely needs to have a spotlight shined on. And, you know,
yeah.
I want to play it, you know, here on Men of Faith and Action Radio if I could have your blessing.
Oh, well, of course. Now, big ups to Meech, you know what I'm saying? The great Merriwell's son, Meech, who, you know, was over there at the doghouse, did a lot of good things, go away, top dollar with the gold flea collar, Meech Wells. So he shot me that beat, and I said, oh, man, the words just came out. I wrote that song in 15 minutes, nonstop. That was the fastest I wrote any song, because when you write three verses and all that, you know, you stop and this and that, but I just wrote it down like a paragraph. And it came out, you know, and then I prayed over this song because it's something, you know, that it's not matching. It's not matching the way what's going on in the suppressed environment called ghettos and different other things. Music nowadays is not even matching that. Back in the days, even in the 90s, we had a halfway balance. And in the 70s, it was really more about the art form and where you what's going on, Marvin Gaye and Curtis Mayfield and all that. But if you notice music nowadays, it's like, if I can't beat them, I'm going to join them. And then we start to get swindled and sucked into the ideas that this is okay without establishing something through our music and our life. Because why you think God invented music in the first place? It kills, seek, destroy, make you sad, uplift you. Music is the most powerful form of really, really praise, too. The music and language of your praise, it's all music. Everything's mathematic and music. So, therefore, when we put this type of song out there, we don't care what nobody thinks, but we want to challenge the opposition because we so busy thinking somebody else is the opposition when at times we are own opposition. We are own people that's killing ourselves. We don't need no excuse no more. So what is the excuse? Well, I can't do this. No, you can. But see, it takes a spark of inspiration, and I hope my thing is to spark other cats that these, you know, that's big wigs in the music industry to go ahead and just think about it. Think about incorporating something positive, but still keeping it gangster. On this song, we did that. God allowed us to put it together. My boy Rick Ross, 253, shot a beautiful video, and hopefully everybody can go out there and respond to it because Chicago, what's going on in Chicago was going all over the USA. It's a Chicago and L.A., like L.A. and Chicago. It does not matter. St. Louis, Cleveland, Ohio, Houston, it is going down. Now it's time for us to start influencing, balancing. You ain't got to do it all day, but balancing some of the music out and putting God in certain things that are part of injustices that we know better. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, basically it came out, Chicago. Hopefully everybody go ahead and dig that. You feel me? Praise God.
Yes, sir. We're supposed to get into it right here on Mafia, Men of Faith and Action Radio. This is Chicago by Cocaine.
On the block. 2 minutes later, hear pop, pop, pop. Little girl bleeding on the sidewalk. And four young blacks lined out in the chalk. Satan never sleeps in the heart of the windy streets. 20 people got killed over the week. In a hostile environment where they close public schools and no jobs hiring. The black youth is scorned. The young brothers run around like children of the corn. And everybody got a gun. Now I don't know any black gun shop owner, not one. Put the poison in the hood to kill ourselves. And ain't nobody doing shit to hell. Look at all this death that we facing. Obama nation or Obama's nation.
Young niggas be moving fast.
In the pulpit singing that same sad song. What's really going on? How did Chicago become the new Vietnam? What's really going on? Now how can we sit back and do nothing that's wrong? Black on black crime at an all-time high.
It seems everyone just to turn around and die. In the media, they only cover what they want. And if it's not appealing to the station, then they don't. More dope, more guns, then they building more jails. Can't nobody tell me this ain't living in hell. Our government is making money off killing off one another. Put the guns down and start loving your brother. We got to come together, start saving our young brothers. Black Keystone, Black King, Black Disciples. Let's make allies and not rivals. Even if the wounds cut deeper than the deepest blue sea. How we gonna survive if we don't have unity? They put us in the cage like slaves. And our ancestors is flipping in their grave. They laid down their life, the ultimate sacrifice. Freedom ain't free cause it come with a price. How do we get this way? I just don't understand. It gotta be a hidden hand. No excuse what we do for ourselves. By the time we get a foot up, they discredit the help. But I'm still praying and wishing that my young niggas listen.
Young niggas be moving fast. Young homie, you might not last. Young niggas don't care no more. Nothing to live for. What's really going on in the streets of Chicago? Yeah, and it's just like Iraq.
Yes, 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 that is definitely a song that needs to be heard all over the world. Cocaine, salute to you for, you know, yielding to the spirit and allowing, you know, God to speak through you and the gift that he gave you.
Man, glory to God. You know, I at the same time, I'm not going to sit here like no hypocrite, none of that. You know, I get down with the get down how I talk. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, only love covers a multitude of sin. So I know in this way, God doesn't show partiality to the right or left and not a respect of a person. You know, he can use the wrong things like he can use the right things. You feel me? But even though he do use the wrong things, we can't be into a mind frame that I'm going to live life an excuse just because I know God's going to forgive me. No, it's always if you know better, you do better. So that type of song, after, you know, I talked that on some of my records, like the new album, Shut the F Up and Cut the Check. It talk, that pimp talk, that funk talk, that talk. It's the entertainment business. But at the same time, that don't leave me no excuse just to say it's the entertainment business without trying to use some of my influence, which music has highly has an effect on our youth today. You know what I'm saying? So we got to go back to the modern day Bob Marley and different other things like that. And to really know, man, you can make an impact if you change and renew your mind, the way you think. You are what you eat. It's just like I'm a diabetic now. I had to change my diet. So in reference to that, changing my diet, I feel better because I eat better. So it's the same thing with our minds and our heart. What God does in our life, he allows us to change our diet to our whole program. And then that way we can feed our mind some of the right things. So that way when it comes out, you can be powerful and be a witness to God's glory. Because it's all about God. Whatever God is doing in our life to make us turn a fork in the road and make a shift in a half a fraction of a millisecond, it's only because it was the hand of God that had grace on you to do it. It's just that you can't keep going down the road and get living your life as excuses, because it comes to the point to where God wants you to get your thumb out your mouth and start having a pity party. that spirit that is upon you, I don't know who I'm talking to now, that spirit that is upon you, it's not you. It's a spirit. You know what I'm saying? So you got to pray for some of the things to ask and cry out to the Lord, change certain things about you. And at the same time you change, leave it in his hands. Sometimes we ask for God to do something, and then just as quickly as we ask him to do something, we snatch it out of his hands, and then the burden becomes seven times. We don't need to do that. So, you know, going back to our music, or if you're cooking food or whatever you're doing, you know, put the love into it and know that the more you feed yourself God, the more things are going to make sense to you as your purpose. So praise God. I hope everybody received that Chicago song, I'm Blessed song, Time Keep Moving On, you know, whatever song, you know, the brother you don't know, you know, Big to the Boy was playing some stuff on here weeks back. Just whatever it is that got something to do with positive, I'm with. I love going to concerts and hanging out. And it don't have to be gospel. I just like good music, whether it's funky, whether you're talking that talk, you know, but it's something about the spirit music that just moves the soul. It really taps into to real artists like Marvin Gaye and different things like that that we had substance in. And that's what it is, you know what I'm saying? So that's Chicago. It'll come out 3 weeks. Just if y'all can, go ahead and give a comment. You know what I'm saying? Because this is Chicago in your own backyard. Dig that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to go into some more music, and we will be right back.
Yeah. All right.
Feeling real blessed.
All right.
Let the pen and the pad do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me to it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be late on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't gotta walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. Woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that. And he kept that faith, still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed. And I never went back, and I went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best. And favor reigns fair, I know I've been blessed. I told myself I'ma let the song cry. Bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids having kids. Too many Brendas having babies, it's so crazy in this biz. Lord, tell me why you sent me, how could I be a blessing? Wanna know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming. I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't. Gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor reigns fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor reigns fair, but I know that I'm blessed.
that we know that we're blessed. It's been another great day here on Mafia. Some changes coming to the programming to where the show is being edited down to an hour now, and just some situations going on that we need to work with. But we'll be doing what we do in a two-hour frame and a one-hour frame. So it's that more important for the callers to call in and get involved so we can get everybody on the line. Want to wish everybody a blessed Sunday. And, Cocaine, any last words that you'd like to say to our listeners before we check out of here?
I just want to tell everybody God bless them. You know, big ups to Dialansky. God bless you, Soul Central. Been a part of it, you know, all of you, IPM, Unity Inspired Movement, from Breezy, Johnny O, Magic Mike, Assassin. Want to thank Andre, the unsung hero, you know what I'm saying, and all the listeners from Uncle KJ and Papa's Kitchen and, you know, the homie Weeze and everybody that's been a part of it. You know, next week we'll come with something brand new, but everybody pray for this show too as well, because we have the plans to take it to the next level, because it's something that is needed, and it's touching the vein. So as we pray for you, pray for Mafia Radio, and make sure y'all go out there and get them good, good records that's good for the spirit that you still shake your ass to. I'm Blessed is at iTunes. Time Keep Moving On featuring my Mitchie Slick. You know, I pray for my boy going through his thing. It's out on iTunes right now. Street Kings from the new album, Shut the F Up and Cut the Check, is out. Resurrection of Eazy-E is out. And now we just leaked this to the world, Chicago. Hey, make sure y'all leave a comment. If you real with it, if you faking, don't leave no comment. But if you keep it 100 and you want to be a part of this change by changing your mind already, leave a comment. Let your statement be heard on this video, Chicago. Because we're going to take this song to like at least 7 different cities with their own version. You know, I'm doing several different versions. So we really want to make like this a modern day, we all in the same gang and a self-destruction on the East Coast side. We can pull it together, y'all. So, you know, that's my assignment. That's Justify's assignment. We are Buddy Boy, UIPM, Unity Inspired Movement. Big ups to all the artists at Buddy Boy Camp. It's a gang of them. You know what I'm saying? And we moving, you know, through the spirit. God bless.
Amen to that. We will be back next week at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show. I holla.